Well, as you all know by now, we interview Music Mountain on their Sunday concerts, the chamber music concerts, every week, and we find out what's coming up. And we also talk a little bit about what goes on Saturday nights, because Saturday nights is really as important in our area as Sunday is the Chamber Music Festival, because Saturday nights offers an alternative, something different at Music Mountain, where you get to enjoy the great Music Mountain setting and hear different types of music. And coming up at Music Mountain on July 30th will be one of those concerts that we're talking about, and that is the Barbara Fasano Trio. And with us this morning, we have both Barbara and Eric Comstock. Barbara and Eric, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Marshall. Pleasure. So good to be with you.
You know, Music Mountain is a great place to listen to music, plain and simple, whether you're inside the hall, whether you're outside the hall. And it really doesn't matter what type of music you're talking about. And I would think that the type of music that you feature and you do is just perfect for that, because it is an intimate setting, yet it can seat about 250 people, and you can put on an intimate show there. Now, this is not your first time at Music Mountain, right?
No, I'm so excited, because it's my third appearance there, and you're absolutely right. Gordon Hall is really a magical venue to perform in.
Now, the show is called In the Still of the Night?
That's correct.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the show. But actually, before we get to the show, once again, I want to remind people who we're speaking with, and that's Barbara Fasano and Eric Comstock, the Barbara Fasano Trio at Music Mountain on July 30th. Barbara, let's go a little bit into your background first as a singer, as an entertainer. How did you first go down this path? Were you very young? Were you someone very young? Were you just got into it right away, or did you develop into it?
No, actually, I was one of those annoying children who was running around the house singing all the time. So music was always in my life. It was always what I wanted to do from a very early age. And I was lucky enough to, when I got old enough, I was lucky enough to connect up with some really extraordinary musicians who helped mentor me. And so it was always the dream for me to be on the stage, to be singing, and so I'm just so thrilled to be able to do it and to bring this music to Connecticut.
The reason I like to ask that question is my dad was a comedian in the 50s and early 60s, very successful comedian, and we used to travel all over with him. And as a young kid, there were four members. I had two brothers and a sister, along with myself. We would travel, we'd go to the shows, and I always, when we were brought up on stage, did something, acted out something. Well, sooner or later, I went into radio right out of high school because I enjoyed being in front of people, but I also enjoyed broadcasting. So I was one of those bratty kids too. I used to sit with my dad, and we used to listen to radio stations basically really in the evenings. And then I would go around imitating what I heard. So I love that story.
And my father also was very influential. He was a wonderful amateur singer and had a great jazz record collection and taught me all kinds of wonderful songs when I was a kid. And we would take road trips and sing in the car. And then, you know, I did all the musicals in high school. And then I studied theater in college and worked as an actress for a little bit, too. So I like to think of songs as little one act plays. And it's a great place to sort of put everything together, you know, your acting chops, your music chops, and the joy of sharing all of that without, you know, any fourth wall, with the audience, to just make it a really intimate personal experience.
Now, Eric, of course, you're along here, of course, in part of this trio, providing piano and voice, and you also have Boots. Is it Mallison who plays bass for you?
That's right, Boots Mallison, excellent bass player.
So let's talk a little bit about you here for a second, Eric, and your journey in the entertainment world and music.
Well, like Barbara, like you, I had parents who were interested. Well, your dad was really in it. My parents courted in New York, and they listened. They went to nightclubs a little bit, and they loved the classic American songs, and maybe the more special kind of East Sidey acts like Mabel Mercer and Bobby Short. And I grew up with records by those people, and I didn't get all those innuendos on those records. But I loved them and listened to them on the record player. And I got piano lessons, and eventually I realized I should sing, I should accompany myself, and I've been doing that and having the greatest time. And I love accompanying Barbara because, as she said, she's an actress in song, and I think that's a grand tradition. People like Dinah Washington, Carmen McRae, and Julie Wilson, Sylvia Sims, Edie Gourmet, these kind of women who have great voices, but they are always into the text. And it's an emotional journey for them and for the audience.
You know, I like the way you point that out. When my father was performing, there was always either an act before him or else he was the opening act. But there was always a musical act. And you're right. There's a big difference in the way songs are portrayed now than they were back then. You're right, Ed Barber, when he brings up the fact that there's a little bit of theater in this. I mean, my father was a comedian, but he also included music in his act. He also was one of the first comedians ever to have a song called I'm a Rollin', which was a musical song. But it was more than just telling jokes on stage. It was a performance. And obviously, you, your trio, you do more than just get up there and play music. You are performing, you are entertaining, not only vocally, but also for the eyes and for the whole experience.
Absolutely. Plus, I think it's, you know, as I said, it's an intimate experience, live music. And especially now, we need that kind of connection so much as we're coming out of this crazy pandemic and still moving one step at a time into whatever this future is going to be. I think we need that connection. And what I like to do is really, you know, bare my soul on stage. I like to tell stories and talk about the songs, talk about the writers and the stories behind the songs, but then also connect them to my life, my story, share things that I've been through, and then let the songs illuminate that, you know, emotionally in the way that songs can. And I'm so blessed to have these extraordinary musicians with me. Eric, of course, is such a superstar in his own right. And Boots Mallison is an extraordinary bass player. He plays with Ron Carter and all kinds of great musicians. And they're very simpatico. You know, they're into the idea of, as you say, it's not just about the notes. You know, it's really about creating an emotional context for the audience to jump into and to share.
And the nice thing when you are at Music Mountain or other intimate sites like that, by the way, we're speaking with Barbara Fasano and Eric Comstock. Barbara's trio will be at the Music Mountain on July 30th. That is a Saturday at 7 o'clock. But when you sit in an audience and you hear music and it's live, you also feel it. And that's, I try to get that across to people. You feel it. I mean, you can actually feel the music hit you. And it's an experience that, even though I'm a radio broadcaster, it never fails to amaze me. Yes, we do all these digital broadcasts. We do everything. But there's nothing like actually feeling the music.
That's so beautifully said, Marshall. And I couldn't agree more. And as a performer, you know, there's nothing more thrilling than being on stage and being into a song yourself. And then suddenly you get that feeling that the audience is right there. You know, you can feel it. It's a tangible thing that you're sort of taking this journey together, you know, feeling, as you say, this story together. And, you know, to that end, we always do an eclectic mix of music that really brings the generations together. So for this set, we have everything from Cole Porter to Joni Mitchell and Rodgers and Hammerstein and Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee, Harold Arlen, Stephen Sondheim, the wonderful singer-songwriter Jill Sobule. It's a really wide mix. And all the stories, you know, really connect up to the human experience. And I think it's so vital.
You know, I love to hear this talk because I started in radio in 1969. I was a disc jockey, loved to play music. And about 14 or 15 years ago, Jill Goodman and I got together. We wanted to start a radio station. We found a frequency. And instead of being a regular radio station, we were a public radio station. And why? I'll just echo what you said. We offer in our 7-day period everything from classical music to chamber music to jazz music to old time jazz music to adult contemporary music to some Friday night 50s music and also folk music, because the spread of entertainment that's out there, you want to keep alive so generations can enjoy it from year to year.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's face it, when we're talking about the singer-songwriter material, we're now talking about songs that are 40 years old, you know, so it's very much in the tradition of, say, our parents, you know, in the 60s, you know, thinking of songs from the 20s, you know, I mean, these things are a way of extending the American songbook and keeping it alive, keeping music in it that still speaks to the new generations.
And the great thing about having venues like Music Mountain in our area is to go see a show like you're going to present. If you were to go to the city, if you were to go to New York, if you were to go to Boston, if you're going to go to Philadelphia, wherever you want to go, you're spending hundreds of dollars to go. And you're not spending hundreds of dollars to go to Music Mountain. And you're up close and personal with the performer.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we are resident artists at Birdland Jazz Club here in New York City, where we work most Saturdays. Obviously, we're not working that Saturday night because we're up with you in Music Mountain. But we do a set at Birdland Jazz Club here in New York City every Saturday. And this is what we do there also. And people come from all over the world. Lots of people who are coming to a jazz club for the very first time. They don't know what they're seeing. They don't even know necessarily, you know, at all what they're in for. And they come and they love it just because it's a connection. And, you know, music has an extraordinary power to bring people together. And that's what we're going to do in Connecticut with you all at beautiful Gordon Hall, that I love singing in Gordon Hall because the acoustics are so extraordinary. And we're so excited to just share our love of this music, share the human experience, and have a good time, have lots of laughs, you know, tell lots of great stories, and give you some of the best songs we know.
Once again, that is coming up at Music Mountain on July 30th at 7 o'clock. It's the Barbara Fasano Trio. We're speaking with Barbara Fasano and Eric Comstock. And once again, the show is titled In the Still of the Night, and it's your chance to get some amazing music from the Great American Songbook, which, by the way, if you watch any TV or streaming services, more and more shows are featuring more and more music from the Great American Songbook and the early 70s. And all of a sudden, you're seeing these record sales start to pick up. I don't know if you've noticed that from what goes on now with entertainment, but all these songs that you perform and that are coming back because they're being featured in all these streaming services.
Yes, absolutely. Mrs. Maisel is a show that uses a lot of this kind of music, and I notice a lot of the shows on HBO do it. It's fantastic to hear it because it just means that this music is now absolutely part of the zeitgeist.
And people can go back and find it and still sing it there. Well, once again, Music Mountain on July 30th at 7 o'clock, the Barbara Fasano Trio. Once again, and I do have to say, because of COVID, you're going to have to mask when you're inside the hall. Music Mountain just went to that because of what is going on with COVID. Even though it's not the pandemic, it's still there, so you're going to have to mask. But great thing about Music Mountain, if you want to sit outside and you want to listen to the music waft out of there, you can do the same thing there. It's just a great way to see a show. And Barbara and Eric, I wish you much success on the 30th when, once again, you grace our area at Music Mountain.
Great. Thank you so much, Marshall. Thank you so much for having us. And we hope we'll see you on July 30th at Gordon Hall.